This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of the police officers acquitted in the death of Elijah McClain will get his job back at the Aurora Police Department with back pay. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
An Adams County jury found Nathan Woodyard not guilty of the felony charges tied to McClain's 2019 death earlier this month. And Aurora City officials announced this week that he will return to the department and he will receive $212,000 of back pay he didn't get while he was on a more than 2-year leave awaiting the trial. Officials say he will be on restricted duty, so he won't be in uniform or interact with the public. Another officer, also acquitted in McClain's death, was fired from APD before he was criminally charged. The third was found guilty of criminally negligent homicide, and he will eventually lose certification to be an officer. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration's investigation into an explosion last year at the Suncor refinery in Commerce City says a vapor cloud from an unused pump valve ignited and exploded, setting off a fire that injured two workers. The Denver Post reports that OSHA found that workers were exposed to dangers for nearly 7 years because of improperly inspected equipment. Denverites will vote next year on two ballot measures that would ban fur sales and slaughterhouses in Denver. One measure on the 2024 fall ballot is led by the animal rights group Pro Animal Future. It would prohibit selling and manufacturing new fur. The other measure would ban slaughterhouses in the city starting in 2026. This is CPR News.